The question was asked, being that Torah began with Moshe Rabbeinu, giving it at Sinai, so in what way do we refer to the patriarchs, to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, in what way do we refer to them as the Avot, the patriarchs? What does that mean? So, Moshe is God's servant, Eved Ne'eman. Moshe is Adon Kol HaNeviim, master of all prophets. He is the beginning of this concept of prophets who were emissaries between Hashem and the Jewish people. Moshe is called Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe our teacher. And Moshe is also called Ro'eh Yisrael. He is the shepherd. He is one of the shepherds of the Jewish people, one of the leaders who led the Jewish people in their travels. Moshe is also called Melech, Vayhi Vishurun Melech, King of Israel. He was the first king of Israel. And he was also called other nice terms that describe his leadership and that describe his teaching. So if we take the terms about Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu's terms revolve around his being the leader, the king, the shepherd, or the teacher. Moshe Rabbeinu, the one who taught all future prophets. The patriarchs, their job wasn't about teaching. Their job was about giving us the traits, implanting within the Jewish people both the philosophy and the traits that are part of who we are. When we speak about the Avot, what we're talking about is that we are their descendants, that we are the continuation of them. We don't say we're the continuation of Moshe. We're continuing his teaching, but we're not his continuation. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we are the continuation of them. And we look at them and we say, they're going to teach us about good traits. They're going to teach us about faithfulness and dedication to Hashem. It's not about the words they teach. It's about the personalities they have. It's about the actions they've done. We are descendants of them. And so we say, we are taking with us their teachings and their personality and their good traits. So when we start Shmona Esrei, we say, Hashem, you are Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov. There are three different ways in which the patriarchs connected to Hashem. Avraham did it with his personality through Chesed. Yitzchak did it through his personality through Din. Yaakov did it through his personality, combining them. Yaakov through his Tmimut, through his wholeness. So Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they give us, they impart unto us as we are their descendants. And we say our nation began from them, and specifically from Avraham and Sarah, from whom they only have Yitzchak. And specifically from Yitzchak and Rivka, even though we have twin brothers, Yaakov and Esav, Esav gets his responsibility in the world. Yaakov gets his to be the continuation of Avraham and Yitzchak. Ki bi Yitzchak yikare lechazara. God tells Avraham, part of Yitzchak will be your continuation. That's Yaakov. So they represent the foundation of the Jewish people. As in, they are the progenitors, but not only from a genealogical perspective. It's not just that they are the genes that we are all descendants of, but also from a spiritual perspective, we say they've imparted on our personality and on our reality in a spiritual sense because of who they were. To the point where we say, Ma'asei Avot, Siman Levanim. What they've done, so to speak, seals in our fate that we will be a continuation of the lives they've led. We are a continuation of them.
So what happens suddenly that Abraham is like the